Who can make sense of political drama? Say a few words and I'll talk your mama. Make everyone mad and steal back Obama.
From Washington, D.C., Roland Martin, good morning.
Tom, Simple J, good morning. Shout out to the Deltas, the South Atlantic region. They had the regional in Virginia Beach yesterday. My wife was there, so I tagged along with them. And they passed the message. They said, tell Tom and Jay, yeah, leave you alone because you look good in the ascot. I said, they just hate us. It's okay. It's okay. So shout out to all the 2,000 plus Deltas there.
And
so,
congratulations to you and TV One's coverage Friday, Roland.
Appreciate it.
Of the Muhammad Ali service.
Yeah.
Really good
appreciate
job.
It. Thanks a bunch.
Good
thanks
job,
a bunch.
Good job.
So it was certainly important for us to cover that. And so we appreciate that. And certainly prayers go out to all the folks in Orlando affected by the mass shooting there on yesterday. Politics is always at the forefront of what's going on in this country. And Tom, the Nation had a very interesting piece last week. The headline was, Are Black Voters Invisible to Democrats? And so I said, interesting. And so I said, let's call my man Cornell Belcher, CEO, Brilliant Corners Research. He is, of course, one of the top pollsters in America. He joins us right now. And Cornell, what's interesting about this is that this article says that Democrats plan to spend $200 million on voter mobilization, quote, but none for African-American mobilization. There seems to be this attitude that, well, let President Obama go out there and get folks fired up. Democrats could potentially lose the presidency by ignoring black voters.
Well, good morning, and thank you for having me on. I think it is a really big deal. I think it's short-sighted in a way that strategically makes no sense. When you look at the electorate overall, sometimes we get caught up in the horse race number just looking at the percentage of her support among African Americans or Hispanics. The percentage of her support is important. I mean, trying to get 88% to 90% of the black vote is important for any Democrat, but it's not just the percentage, but it's the overall proportion of the electorate.
Right.
What I'm afraid of is what happens if they don't put resources there and they don't try to push that Obama coalition out. You know, you've had under Obama two times where the electorate was 2% browner than it was before. And what happens when it's 2% browner is, you know, you can lose Virginia by 20 points among white voters and still win the state when the overall electorate is browner. You can lose white voters in Ohio while still carrying Ohio when the electorate is browner. So what I'm fearful of is we'll go back to the John Kerry electorate, where John Kerry did very well among African-Americans. And by the way, African-Americans disliked George Bush intensely, but they didn't turn out in record numbers to vote against him. And I think it's fool's gold for Democrats to think that just because black voters don't like Donald Trump, they'll turn out in record numbers to vote against him. I think that's fool's gold because we didn't like George Bush either, but we didn't turn out in those sort of numbers to vote against him. And that's where Democrats make their
I got to read this for
Cornell
you.
Cornell and Roland, here's what I don't understand. Now, we go through this every election year.
Right.
Every election year, you have Cornell on. He gives the numbers, and they say if black people don't turn out in record numbers, it doesn't matter about the percentage of black people that vote for you. You're not going to win if you don't have a record number of black people to turn out. Why don't they see this?
Because,
first of all, I want Cornell to answer it, but let me say it because he can't say it, because these white Democrats refuse to put on the payroll black pollsters, black political consultants, put them in leadership positions, and then they want to make excuses, and they want to throw a little chicken feed because what they want are political sharecroppers as opposed to treating us with respect and delivering the numbers. Now, Cornell, you can give the...
But you got the biggest leader. The biggest leader of the Democratic Party is black.
He's black.
But let me say this, and I know Cornell, you can't say it as well. But part of the fundamental problem, I will say this, Tom, and I'll be very clear. part of the problem is that the black political infrastructure that was put in place in the Democratic Party coming out of Reverend Jackson in 88 and Ron Brown in 88 and Ron Walters has been dismantled under President Barack Obama. In 2008, Obama told David Plouffe and Axelrod to spend more money on black media. Plouffe put in his book, "We chose to ignore the president." So at some point, the president has to accept the responsibility because he leads a party that has chosen to ignore the black political infrastructure, and we are at the Democrats are at a worse off position in 2016 than they were in 1988. Cornell.
I think that's analysis that's hard to argue with. When you look at the black political class, has it grown and become more powerful since quite frankly Reverend Jackson made his demand, and it's hard to argue that they have. And look, the president has been busy running the country, but at this point, you know, the Democratic Party is the Democratic Party. It's kind of hard to change the overall bureaucracy, and it's a consultant-driven party. And you have four or five people around that table consistently, and they're always around that table, win, lose, or draw.
White consultants.
And what is David Plouffe's position right now? What position?
Plouffe's no longer part of the party. I mean, Plouffe's gone off, and like a lot of the Obama consultants, he's gone off to do other things. So he's not at the table. It'd be a lot easier conversation, I think, if quite frankly, more of the Obama people like Plouffe and Axelrod were in fact working inside the party, but they're not.
Tom, this article it says while Priorities USA has said it will spend some of its $5.3 million set aside for radio ads on black radio and an undetermined amount on digital ads targeting African Americans, there are no funds specifically targeted for the proven and effective grassroots person-to-person work required to get people out to vote. While there is at least a modest, albeit also underfunded program to mobilize Latino and immigrant voters, the left and its donors have failed to fund anything comparable among African Americans.
So a lot of the criticism against Debbie Wasserman Schultz, is it legitimate?
Well, it's not just Debbie Wasserman Schultz. I don't want us to be myopic. In fact,
but the DNC, fish does rot from the head, does it not?
But DNC is only one small part of the overall Democratic establishment. When you talk about the DSCC and the DCCC, and even
okay, hold on, hold on, you know, Cornell, hold on, Cornell, hold on. DSCC, that's the folks who handle senators running for election. The DCCC, those running for in the House. But you also, Cornell, have the Democratic Governors Association,
right?
And you have those numerous left organizations, the environmental groups, Emily's List, and the others. So even in those groups, they ain't spending money on black folks.
Well, it is hard to find, and this is just basic. Show me the person who's black or brown who has budgetary authority, who can say, you know what, I want that program funded and can stroke the check. And it's hard to find that since Patrick Gaspar, who was once part of the Obama team, you know, became ambassador of South Africa. It's hard to find an African-American or Hispanic person with budgetary authority, and you know he or she who can write the check and say let fund that program, they have power. There's very few black or brown people with that sort of power within the Democratic establishment.
One last question. Let me say this right now. I got to say it, Tom. To the DCCC, you will come on this show and explain your black plan. To the DSCC, you will come on this show. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, you will come on this show. And if all of y'all choose to ignore coming on this show to explain your black plan, I'm going to give you hell every day until November. Black folks are not going to be invisible.
Cornell, what are the polls say now between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump? Is it close or is it a big gap?
Well, all the public polling right there shows Tom, that it's a lot closer than most people think it should be. You know, she's only up a couple. She's only up a couple of points, and she's only doing.
You would think that would be reason enough. If it's close, you need all the black folks you can get.
But
to
they
go
don't want
to
put the money there because you largely have white in control
put
of the money.
On if you
precisely
if you want to win,
trying to convince undecided white voters.
I think this
because you feel more comfortable with undecided white voters.
Instead of securing black votes and make sure the black folks vote, because if not, Donald Trump wins. I don't get it.